由自己选出的代表来与政府部门进行谈判。
This man has already spent nearly 2 years in a Chinese jail. His crime was to establish a free trade union. Today, his message is the same. The only difference is it's being heard all over China.
用示威游行阻断交通来向政府施加压力，这当然是我们的正当权利。
Three times a week, Han records a program for Radio Free Asia from the heart of Hong Kong. His show has become one of few outlets for dissatisfied workers on the mainland and an important part of a growing network calling for labor rights and free unions in China.
喂，喂，你姓王吗？
This listener complains that he's being forced to buy shares in the near bankrupt state factory he works for. It's a complaint he can't make to the official union, which is supposed to represent him.
有人要交多少钱？
最少三千。
三千啊？啊，是啊，三千。
为什么呢？
那如果要是拿不出钱来怎么办？
那就以住房啊、分房子、分级、奖金、年终奖金挂钩。
啊哈。
The downsizing of state factories has left millions without jobs. But schemes like this just inflame the situation, encouraging workers to speak out.
四川省江油市长城特殊钢铁厂有近三万人十个月没有发工资，已经引起了工人强烈的不满。我们谴责自贡市当局以暴力镇压和平示威工人的违法行为。这是对公民集会游行示威权利的公然侵犯和粗暴践踏。
In Zigong, it's festival time, a river of light to entice tourists and badly needed foreign investment. But the happy faces and bright lights are a superficial cover-up. Zigong's city government has spent $1 million on the Lantern Festival.In December, workers were warned their interests were to be sacrificed temporarily for the sake of the festival. $1 million for lanterns when some workers hadn't been paid for more than a year.
The radio listeners says to me, in that city, more than 70% to 80% of the state enterprises not working anymore. They're dying, actually.So if these factories are bankruptcy, it means the whole city is bankrupt. So nobody will find a job.
Zigong is a city like many in China, where the state sector has always dominated. Now it's sharing another ubiquitous trait, high unemployment.Officials put the number of China's jobless at 12 million. A further 10 million will join the queue in the next 2 years.